Lady loves, my name is Megan Watterson, and I am going to be leading you through a soul voice meditation that I began to do after reading my beloved Kate's Do Less. The soul voice meditation is a practice of drawing all of our consciousness into the heart. It's a meditation that I've been doing for the past couple decades, ever since I first read the Gospel of Mary Magdalene. The idea is that the heart is not, of course, just the physical organ that keeps us here. The heart was known in the Middle Ages and to the ancients as a mediator between the worlds. And according to the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, the heart is considered to be the seat of the soul. So the heart is really this place where we can enter within us and meet with what is so much more than us. So after reading Do Less and really integrating the wisdom that Kate revealed for us, I began to do a specific soul voice meditation whenever I was ovulating. And it is about setting an intention, really a prayer for the highest unfolding of the soul, for our soul's work here. There is a presence I encounter when I enter the heart, a presence that is me, but the me that was me before I came into this world and the me that I will be after I leave this world. So it is an aspect of me that's already in touch with the eternal. And the magic, the synchronicity, the just absolute mind-boggling happenings that unfold when I surrender, you know, my ego and any sense of needing to control or contrive, you know, something to happen. When I surrender that and really bring an intention into my heart, I don't know how to describe how divine it feels, other than just to dare you to try it yourself. So the example I want to give is recently I did this soul voice meditation in alignment with ovulation. So it's an egg wisdom meditation. And I had and have this deep desire to connect with an author I admire and feel deeply moved by on a soul level. And her name is Nadia Boltz-Weber. So I dedicated one of the soul voice meditations around ovulation to somehow, you know, mysteriously, miraculously being able to connect with her so that I could offer her my new book, Mary Magdalene Revealed, knowing she's a big fan of Mary Magdalene. So I did that meditation and then completely let it go, right? So it's trusting in that power, really surrendering over everything then. I didn't do anything after but that meditation. Soon after, my mom wanted me to connect to some professor at Case Western University here in Cleveland. And I thought, like, you know, oh God, mom, you know, she's always trying to be a little like networking matchmaker, yenta lady. So I followed through and I connected with him, but I felt like, oh man, this is so random. And I, you know, so I connected with him through email and we had this sort of back and forth for a while. And then, you know, when the book came out, I sent him the PDF of it, which contained some endorsements. And he emailed back, you know, what an amazing endorsement from Glennon Doyle. She actually is best friends with my best friend
out in Colorado. I live in Colorado during the summers. And immediately I knew, without him needing to mention Nadia Boltz-Weber's name, I knew that the best friend he was talking about was Nadia. And this is the level of magic for me that has happened when I do the soul voice meditation around when I ovulate. So now Nadia is going to receive Mary Magdalene revealed, it's going to be handed to her by her best friend, you know, with a note from me, a little love note from me. And whether the point isn't, you know, will like, the point is, I mean, she might hate it. The point is that experience of the way that we are all connected. I mean, the power, my mom's never meditated in her life and she never will. It doesn't matter. Like, my mom on a ego level doesn't need to understand what, you know, I would never, ever subject her to, you know, my, like, the background story that I'm sharing with you. I would never do that because she just, it's not something that she can appreciate. But she doesn't need to. That's the power of this, is that if it's on behalf of the good, right? If it is in service of love, it's going to happen. And we will be moved and guided in the right way in order for it to unfold. So sit however you want to sit. Lay down. Put your legs up the wall. It doesn't matter how you are in your body right now, just that you are in it. So just sit and be present in a way that allows you to feel comfortable and allows you to take a deep breath with gratitude and acknowledgement. No matter what your relationship currently is with your body is the soul's chance to be here. So just have that sense of gratitude that we couldn't be here without this beloved body. So allow yourself to just become aware of any aches, pains, or any thoughts, you know, about what just happened or what's about to happen. Just allow all of that to drain slowly out the soles of your feet. And what I like to do in order to clear my field and clear my body and begin to become aware of that presence that's in the heart is I allow a golden light to slowly begin to shower over me. And I like to imagine the color of honey, like a golden honey colored. And it's going to pour over the top of your head, but then there's also going to be a golden light that moves through the inside of your body, your blood, your system, your sinews, pulling out any stress or pain or memories or thoughts that are distracting you. Just allow them to slowly move through, coating your throat, moving through your heart, cleansing anything that might be there that's no longer serving you. Just allow it to slowly move through your system, your intestines, which may be spastic like mine are. Allow everything to calm. Move slowly over your hips, down through your lady parts, over your thighs, cross your shins, and then just imagine this golden light just streaming out the soles of your feet and allowing you to just feel embodiment, right? You don't have to feel good. You don't have to feel bad. Just to feel present, just to be here. Oh, such a triumph. Now, we're going to take three intentional breaths in the course of this soul voice meditation. The first breath is going to drop us like an anchor into the heart. The second breath is our collective intention to meet with that aspect of us that is more than us. I refer to it as my soul. You can refer to it as your true self or just the truth. Then the third breath is going to allow us to surface and open our eyes and then be guided and led throughout the rest of our day consciously from that place of heart. Whenever it is that we do this soul voice meditation. So let's take that first breath together. And just imagine, you know, sliding down a pole like a little fireman into the heart, just dropping right into there, into this space, this mysterious center that exists within us like a sanctuary that we carry around inside us without even realizing it. And then with this second breath, let us know we are one always with this aspect of ourself that is more than us, this soul, this love that we are, that is constantly guiding us, constantly wanting to get through to us, to lead us to what's in alignment with what we have come here to do, to be, to express and to share, to exalt love and allow more and more and more of us to come home to the heart, to come home to just being here fully and moving the way love wants us to move. So now in this space of heart, this is when we set our intention of whatever is in highest alignment for our soul to be in service of love, whatever it is right now, just allow it to become very palpable and present to you. And begin to feel what it feels like for it to already come true. Whether it's to meet someone that lights you up, a lover, a best friend, whether it's to find work that really allows you to share what you've come here to share with all of us, whether it's something incredibly simple, like to have an evening where you laugh so hard, you actually clear out your lungs. Whatever it is, I'm going to hold space right now for a minute for us all just to state very clearly from within the heart what it is that we want to dedicate this powerful time of ovulation. Or for those of us who no longer ovulate, this powerful time of setting the intention within the body and allowing that deep magic to begin to unfold. I'm going to hold us within for 1 minute for us each to set that intention for our souls. Now, I want us also, while we're inward and connected to this place of power, and because I am ovulating right now as I am recording this soul voice meditation, I want us to next go inward and ask on behalf of someone we love, knowing that only the highest will unfold for them. I want you to think of someone you love and set an intention for them. Pray for the magic that unfolds for us also unfold for them. Just see their faces. Imagine the light within their eyes when the intention that you're holding for them comes true. Now let's begin to give gratitude, because what we ask for within the heart is answered. What we seek inwardly, we find. And it unfolds not in ego linear time, but in soul time, in kairos. So we can give gratitude now for what we know we will live into. Let's take the third breath. Then, after that expression and experience of gratitude. And as we open our eyes, we know we are now more rooted and anchored in the heart. We are more attuned to the messages of love and to the way our soul might want to guide us. Thank you, Lady Loves, for meditating with me.